I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Clippers were able to celebrate last night because they had an historic comeback.
Well,
in that
speaking
game.
Of memories, Sean, my goodness, Steve Kerr is calling Lou Williams and I'm sorry, I'm losing my train
Patrick
of thought.
Patrick Beverley, Montrezl Harrell.
Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell, their best two players, ex-Rockets. And there's, I mean, Lou Williams had 36 last night. Montrell had 25 and 10.
There's no question that Lou Williams is one of their two best players. He's going to be sixth man of the year for the second year in a row.
It's unbelievable.
It is crazy. And Patrick Beverley too, Rich. They have three of their foundational pieces on the Clippers. And this isn't saying too much because the Clippers are clearly an overachieving bunch that doesn't have an all-star on that roster. But their foundational players, their most valuable three players might be those three guys.
Yeah.
Beverly, not so much as anybody who piles up any kind of stats, but he is clearly the tone setter for this team.
Well, the best part of this story is the Clippers.
Their heart and soul. He's the Brian Cushing of the team, Rich.
Yeah.
Heart and soul guy.
Oh, sure, if you say so.
Tongue in cheek.
Hopefully without the, anyway. The best part of this Clippers story, if there is indeed a story, this may be a one-off and they're done in five. That could happen. But certainly Boogie Cousins' injury makes things a little more interesting. But this Clippers story includes the front office giving up on the season at the trade deadline. They dealt two starters at the trade deadline, and the narrative now in L.A. is these guys decided that didn't mean they were done. And the Clippers are right. I mean, if I'm not mistaken, since the All-Star break, it's Milwaukee, Houston, Clippers. Three best records in the league.
When they played each other, the Rockets and the Clippers, they were the two hottest teams in basketball at the time. In terms of just the last however many games. It was a reasonable sample size of games. Of course, the Rockets beat them by 32.
They did,
game.
But these guys did not get the memo about tanking.
No, they did not, and I love that.
I love that.
Like
Pat Beverly's ever going to consciously tank.
Yeah, I don't think it's...
You'd have to tie him down.
He's not wired to be able to do that. Physically, I don't think he's able to do that. I just love that Landry Shamet, the guy that hit the three-pointer to put them ahead in that game last night.
Huge shot. Steve Ballmer went nuts.
Was part of that, I know, which is always entertaining. Easily the most gifted owner in any team sport. But that Landry Shamet hit that three-pointer to put them ahead, he was part of the Tobias Harris trade. Rich, you're talking about these trades that essentially the Clippers were cashing in the season. At least that's what it looked like they were doing, was cashing in the season. They traded one of their starters and maybe their best player to the Sixers so he could become their fourth best player and so they could make a run. And I just find it ironic that here the Sixers are in a dogfight with the Nets and here are the Clippers against the best team in the last 5 years in the NBA, also in a one-to-one series right now. But the Shamet, former first-round pick who's thrown into that deal, hits the three-pointer, I think, is a little bit of poetic justice.
To do what they did in Oakland last night and Pat Beverley succeeding and once again getting Kevin Durant to do some things that aren't so smart, almost unimaginable. And again, this could be a one-off. We don't know what's going to happen in this series moving forward. But if we haven't mentioned it, the two things we should mention is, the DeMarcus Cousins injury today was confirmed as season-ending. He's done for the postseason.
Torn left quad.
Yeah, absolutely. And what the Clippers did last night was make NBA history. The largest comeback in NBA playoff history, down 31, and they won.
31. They were down 94-63 with 7.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Not surprisingly, their win probability at that time was 0.1%. It was 99.9% that the Golden State Warriors were going to win that game. Now, the Cousins injury is interesting to me, Rich, on two fronts, and we can talk about both of them here. Is what does it mean to a seemingly inevitable Rockets-Warriors series coming up in a week or two?
Right.
And then what does it mean to Cousins? I guess just first off, for me at least, it doesn't really move the needle for me one way or the other too much with respect to that Warriors series because it's still the Warriors. The Rockets are still going to be underdogs in that series. The Warriors still have their four best players out there. Let's face it, Cousins was Now, he's the best fifth best player in the league on any team when he's healthy. He's still their fifth best player. That team's still going to go how the lineup of death goes for that team. So it doesn't, I wasn't waking up this morning and seeing that Boogie Cousins got hurt in that game thinking, that's it. That swings the needle. For me, the Warriors are already a little bit vulnerable just based on how they were playing.
Not swings the needle, Sean, but moves the needle. I know you said it doesn't move the needle.
Hardly at all for
you. I think it does move it for me because we were talking about last year's team and this year's team, last year's Warriors, this year's Warriors, and there's no doubt that the presence of Cousins, if not the matchup problem that he presents for this Rockets team, I thought was going to be a significant advantage. The Rockets were going to have to overcome in that series. I think it removes a pretty significant stumbling block from them moving on past the Warriors.
I don't think that seven-game series, though, Rich. I mean, maybe in a game along the way, it swings things. I don't think the Warriors, if they were going to beat the Rockets, were going to be doing it by lobbing it into Boogie.
No,
they had to in that one regular season game where he tore up Clint Capella.
But he's not a one-dimensional player. That's not the only thing he does is get balls lobbed into him in the low post. Look, I'm not going to argue that they can't still win the championship. They should still be the favorites to win the championship, even with Cousins down. I'm talking about the matchup with the Rockets. I do feel better about it now with no Boogie Cousins involved.
Look, let me just be very clear. I'm not one of the folks who has the opinion that this somehow makes the Warriors better. I want to be clear about that because there are people that feel that way, Rich. There are people out there that feel like
That's silly.
The presence of Boogie Cousins. I think it's fair to argue it. I just don't agree with it. I'm not going to say that it's a silly opinion. I think it's a defendable opinion. I just don't agree with it. That they feel like there's such thing as too many cooks in the kitchen, and that when Boogie's not out there, they're not playing normal Warriors basketball. That's fine. I don't watch the Warriors on a night-to-night basis to know if there are games where his presence out there has impeded them from doing things. It does seem a little off kilter that would be the case. I'm not one of those people. I'm just not looking at this injury and going, oh, okay. Like, it doesn't, if the needle is moved on a scale of 1 to 10 for you, 3 notches, it's moved like barely half a notch for me, okay. That kind of thing. Like, I don't think it changes the Rockets' trajectory in a series against the Warriors significantly at all.
Pat Beverly has succeeded in the first two games in making sure that Kevin Durant is not around at the end of the game. They were both ejected in game one. Durant fouled out in game two last night, and both situations were directly related to how Pat Beverly has successfully gotten under his skin. Game three, which I believe is Thursday night in Los Angeles, is must-see for me to see if the Clippers can possibly maintain some of what they had going on last night. This series just got a lot more fun.
Oh, of course. Yeah, I mean, it's 1-1. The Clippers have proven not only can they win in Golden State, they can come back from down big against Golden. That is the one thing the league, Rich, should take a lot of solace in, is not the Boogie Cousins injury, but a Clipper team that really has no star players came back from down 31 in Oakland.
It's a great story. And if you saw Steph Curry put in that shot at the end of the first half that had them dancing into the locker room with a 73-50 advantage and then saw what happened after that, that was unforgettable stuff.
Yeah.
I said it earlier, and it just struck me as a day after completing one of the most historic sports comebacks we've ever seen at Augusta, Tiger Woods. Well, the Clippers made NBA postseason history with the biggest comeback ever at a place where teams just don't do that to the Warriors.
We'll compare this one to some Houston collapses a little later on in the show. Real quick on Cousins, the second part of it is he was going to be a free agent after this year. He only signed a one-year deal for, I think, $5 million with the Warriors, presumably to either A, get a ring and or improve his stock coming off of an Achilles injury. My guess is he would have found a home for way, 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 way more money this past offseason than he got from the Warriors. I think there'd be a lot of teams lining up to take a chance that by February or March he'd be healthy and they'd have him on a 3 or 4 year deal after that. But Boogie Cousins, in a way, kind of bet on himself. And I don't know. You can come back from a blown quad. You can come back from an Achilles. He came back
Which
from an
he
Achilles.
Did, yeah.
I just don't know. This may, the accumulation of it, Rich, may scare teams off.
It may. And I feel like after a serious Achilles injury and now a serious quad injury, it's probably going to take a full season of health before anybody commits to Boogie Cousins long term.
Yeah, he's going to have to do another one-year deal someplace.
Yeah, but he didn't get a full season of health this year. He didn't get back on the court until after the new year.
No, but he...
talking about a full season of health before anybody makes that level of investment.
I get it. look, there's 30 teams. There may be a team that feels like this is the only way we're ever going to get a star player is if we take a chance on a guy like this. So he may, I don't necessarily agree with that. I think there will be offers out there for him if he passes a physical, if he comes all the way back from a quad injury, because he did look like the old Boogie as the season was winding down.
Yeah.
So I don't know that the whole league is going to be out on him.
But like you said, though, that was one serious injury. The doubling down on serious leg injuries, I think it makes this a different conversation.
Chandler Parsons got a max deal from the Memphis Grizzlies coming off of multiple knee injuries.
Yeah, and that's a cautionary tale.
I understand.
Because he didn't live up to it.
He didn't, but there's 30 teams, and some of them are dumb. And that's all I'm going to say, is some of them are stupid, and some of them are willing to take that risk.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.